Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many stock market crashes have happened in the past, and every time they do, investors are faced with the emotional toll of investing during a crisis. Our next guest says there are ways to trick your brain into thinking positive in order to prevent panic. Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. We have him on the phone. Pete, welcome to the program.
Mike, thank you very much for having me.
So first of all, lay the groundwork here for us with this topic.
You know, I think it's important to point out that in times like these, it can certainly cause panic. Sometimes that panic can lead us to make poor decisions, and our jobs as advisors is to help clients cope with this stress associated with panic. You know, you could say panic from the markets, panic from news about the virus, all those things can create panic. So, you know, a lot of that deals with investor psychology, and it's really about the makeup of our brain. And I'm not an expert on that, but there's been a great deal of research on investor psychology that leads us to believe that, you know, during times of panic, what happens is that we tend to turn off parts of our brain that are more factual and long-term planning related, and we tend to look more short-term, right? So in times of panic, we look at the day-to-day, we look at the hour-to-hour, the news flow that's coming, and that leads us to sometimes make decisions based on hourly or, you know, daily-type fluctuations, whereas, you know, the true reason to invest your money is for the long-term. And because of that, you have to think about not just days and weeks like we've been in, but more months and years.
Okay, and so then how are you as a financial planner helping your clients deal with this fear? How are you helping them trick their brains into ignoring the panic sensations?
That can be difficult because, once again, you know, the part of our brain that's turned off is the factual one in times of panic. But what we as financial advisors can at least go back to is we can go back to history of financial panic and poor markets. And so we can point back to what has happened during that time. Will markets recover? And more importantly, we try and move the eyes of our clients from the day-to-day, the hour-to-hour, to the question of how will this impact me 10, 20 years from now? You know, will I be okay? And we preach about financial planning, and I think the value of financial planning is to really look back at what that is, right? So financial planning is projecting your financial well-being over a long period of time, right? While you're in retirement, we look at your life expectancy, right? So for over a 20, 30-year period of time, for someone who's saving retirement, we look at an even longer period of time before you retire and then in retirement. So the idea of looking back to, is this going to affect my long-term plan? Is what's happening today going to affect my long-term plan? Typically, that answer is no.
So basically, telling people, turn off the financial news TV channel?
Well, and that's, you know, that's difficult to do in a time like this when we have a combination of a health panic along with a financial panic. But that's part of it. To compound matters, we have a situation where a lot of people are home, right? We have kids out of school. We have people working from home. So there is more time on their hands to actually look at what's going on within the financial markets. So trying to turn that off as much as possible can be challenging, but that's going to obviously trigger that more short-term thinking. So anything you can do to try and move from a short-term train of thought to a long-term train of thought, and to understand that, you know, revisit those long-term projections. I think having a conversation with your financial professional, if you work with one, can be very valuable. So our clients have told us that, you know, having those conversations can at least reassure them that they are still on track for those long-term goals. And while these fluctuations are painful and scary, they're still going to be on track for their long-term planning, assuming that they've done some long-term planning. And, you know, I think we have to put in place here that, you know, you're part of asset allocation and part of making sure that, you know, people's portfolios meet their financial goals and risk tolerance and time frame is very important, because, you know, the thought behind that is that those portfolios were built for a reason, and what's going on in over the last month should not change the validity of that portfolio, even though sometimes it feels like it in a time like this.
Well, Pete, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thank you very much for having me.
Peter Pigeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.